Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, February 12th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two today, we're going to talk with Kim Shields from Encourage. We also have Kelly in from Child Caring, Inc. Looking forward to talking with them. Right now, we have friends and family, really, Family Natural Foods. We have we have Katrina Hittner with us. Katrina, good to see you.
Hello, everyone.
And we have with us as well, Mike Hittner.
Mm-hmm. Yes, good morning, James, and everybody in WFHR land.
But he caught me almost say Stephen, right? Well, everybody always caught that, right?
He's here with us in spirit.
Yes.
And it's great because now we're going to have our dad here, which is fun. And I don't know why we don't do this more.
Well, we do call it Family Natural Foods.
Yeah, there we go. Nice.
Grandpa Frank started it all. I mean, really, it's Family Natural Foods. So you get all of us.
Yeah. I love this. Yeah, this is fantastic. The only problem is me not taking the whole half an hour to talk history with Mike.
I know.
It's going to be hard for me to do that.
I'll bring in a little of that, James.
So. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
He will do that within the Family Natural Foods realm of it. You know, he's got to wear many different hats, this guy. So it's always fun to have him around. I just wanted to jump in to a little bit of what's happening. For any of those people that are the last minute Valentine's prepper people, I just want to throw out some ideas. So jot them down, remember mm-hmm, them. We're mm-hmm. here for you, last minute folk.
Might even help you out next year. Who knows?
That's fine. Yeah. Or any good gift giving. It's great for anything.
Doesn't have to be Valentine's Day to celebrate love. Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, like, there's teachers out there. It's friends.
Yes.
It's like beyond just mm-hmm. thinking of that loved Absolutely. One specifically. So Valentine's Day is for everyone. And so some last minute gift ideas I was thinking of. I mean, come on. I can't not say chocolate.
Yes. Yes.
I can't
you
not
to.
Say chocolate.
I think legally you have to, actually.
I think so. It's true. And we have some amazing chocolate. Lots of different kinds that are fair trade, good quality. I mean, like, the way that chocolate should taste, that
yes.
rich, yummy flavor.
That's a perfect
sorry,
way to word it.
I didn't bring a sample for you today.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Sorry.
We'll talk off air. We'll talk. No, that's
Happy
fine.
Happy Valentine's
that's fine.
Day, friend.
There is some great, like, I don't know if we can sell it enough. Like, I don't know if there are actual, because you hit it actually on the head, I think. It is the way chocolate should taste.
Yeah.
It's really good
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
over
for
there.
For sure. So obviously the gift of health, Family Natural Foods, you can come in whether it's a gift certificate or random different gifts that are, you know, focusing on that loved one's health or their heart, right? Because we're in heart month. Vamfas oils and vinegars, we've done so many different tastings on air before of that. James loves when I make him taste those things. And the Lafia baskets, those are always fun. Yeah. Hand woven from Africa. They're fair trade. They're woman owned. They're actually giving back to them what they deserve in wage. Okay, maybe you want to stay home because you don't like the crowds. Well, let's talk about really good quality meat or our shrimp that we have. I mean, there's all sorts of yummy things you can have without leaving your house for Valentine's Day too. So those are great things. And then diffusers. And essential oils.
Yeah.
Those are always fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to talk about this local bracelet that is new as of yesterday, everyone. And I will post something. I'm going to just hand it to you. It's copper. And it's made locally by a gentleman named Cade. His mother-in-law makes our essential oil bracelets.
Mm-hmm.
So Terry makes our essential oil bracelets. These ones are made out of copper. And it became a hobby for him. But he loved how they looked. And he loves that there's so many more health benefits to it. So copper can help with your immune health. It also helps with, like, arthritis. So you'll see people wearing it by their wrist if they have, like, arthritis there or maybe even their fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Copper also has pain relieving, right, because of the circulation. Copper helps with the circulation. So they're fun. They have a fun look. Some are braided. Some are twisted. Some are hammered copper. So different fun looks to them. And those are new as of yesterday.
Cool.
But those might be fun. And both... We've been finding both, like, men or women like them. It's not specific gender. Anybody can really wear those and benefit.
Arthritis certainly doesn't have a preference, you know. It takes on both of us and everything.
Yeah.
And to your point, the style of those is very, like, either – I could see either style, mm-hmm. either sex wearing them or anything
yeah.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've felt a lot of these kind of bracelets before. I don't know if I've ever felt one with such a fine finish.
Yeah.
The craftsmanship on those is incredible. Like, it's really good
really
work.
He's doing a really good job. And he's got another one I didn't bring, but it's a little bit more dainty, maybe is the word. It's like a smaller smaller diameter of it. And so that's nice if somebody's like, well, I want one, but I want it a little smaller too. I think he can custom make them. Again, this is all pretty new for us. And he's having fun doing it. And it's like, well, there's lots of health benefits to it too.
I feel like we could spend a whole show talking about the benefits of copper and some of those things I think are really interesting that not a lot of people are just starting to kind of learn about, which is it just always fascinating when we run into these things that have been around for thousands of years, but we're just now kind of like as a society catching up to some of it. That's great. That's a great. And you're supporting a local artist.
Again. Yeah. Another local artist, which is so great. So, and then when we talk about like essential oils, I have to tell everyone, don't forget, we have our Essential Oil 101 class on Tuesday of this next week. So it's going to be February 18th at 5:15. So maybe this could be a fun Valentine's gift. Like maybe you're like, hey, let's go learn about this and we'll have dinner afterwards. We'll forget Valentine's Day overall. We're going to celebrate it on the 18th. Like make that part of your Valentine's. And that would be fun. Plus, you've been there before. The back of the room smells so good. Yes. Like essential oils. So good.
And they're so very generous in giving out gifts and drawings and things like that that everybody goes home with something for
Everybody does. Yeah, they are so generous. Like, and Liza, who you've talked to on air before, so you're familiar with her as well, she's so passionate and she can answer like any question, and she's so good at just explaining things, but not like she doesn't go over and beyond you. She's gonna teach you, and if anyone has questions, she's so eager to help. And so we cover a lot of topics in about an hour of time.
And the beauty of these essential oils also is that they're organically grown.
Yes.
And so they can be used both internally and externally, depending on what the situation is.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point, because some of these things, we have capsules now of them, or you want to have lemon in your water, but you just want to have, you know, a drop of essential oil. There's a little bit more power or strength to that. And then what I think is also great about these essential oils, like my dad's saying, they're organic, so they're safe, they're effective. They have these lovely books that tell you kind of how to take them and dosage, and they're great. But if you think about it, so many there's so many chemicals that go into, for example, a rose plant. So the last thing you're going to want is to have a concentrated rose chemical on you. That's why if you get that rose, you want to get it in organic form.
Yeah. The problem with the essential oils is, or any cosmetics, is if we don't know where it comes from, the skin is like a sponge, absorbs everything in. So we might think we're living really healthily by eating certain things and taking certain nutrients and supplements. But if we misplaced our ideology about our skin, how it absorbs things, this is a good reason to use the organics for sure.
And if you've ever been kind of, you know, been on the fence about this or been curious about essential oils, you have questions about it, what a perfect opportunity. You're not talking to a computer or a chat screen or on the phone. It's face-to-face. You're able to, and to Katrina's point, she's so good. She's so good at these things and a great talker and very, very personable. Like, I don't feel like you would feel uncomfortable asking her any variety of questions.
And there's never any pressure, and also, she can answer all those questions that maybe you have and you feel like, well, I don't want to ask that or something. And a lot of people do go up to her and talk to her personally afterwards too. And there's always a nice discount for that day, too.
Yeah, so the essential oils are on sale right now. I'm just going to, you know, I thought maybe you needed your sinuses open up today.
Definitely.
Usually
definitely.
You do, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So
yeah.
Since we're talking essential oils, let's smell essential oils, because that's the best way to really experience them. So this one is the sinus formula, and it's great for really opening up, whether it's in the morning, afternoon, anytime. I like to sometimes take a little tiny dollop of it and put it kind of like right by my nostril, and it really helps open up. Or a couple drops in my hand and make like a cupping effect and really breathe it in, because it's fantastic for opening up your nose.
They need to replace the smelling salts on sidelines with that. That's what every NFL player should be using for smelling salts from now on.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That smells great.
We got to get a contract with the NFL.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
we just got to talk to them, I guess, about that.
We'll hook. I know a guy.
All right. Sounds good. So everybody should come. It's this next Tuesday, February 18th at 5:15. It's going to be great. Please come to that.
We'll be spreading the word about it on the morning show and making sure that you get a good turnout.
Thank you.
I have a class that day, but I'm thinking I can stop by for
skip.
A bit. I should just skip. I should just skip.
When's your class at? 6?
It's 6:15. It's 6:15.
So you got 30 minutes.
You can squeeze it in.
I'm definitely going to. Mm. I've really been meaning to be to more of these. And we have some other things that we've been talking about off air and stuff I'll be down there. And I'm looking forward to it. And looking forward to meeting her in person, too.
Yeah.
I've talked to her a couple of times. She's great.
She's great, for sure.
Other great presentations will be coming up, too. Be on the lookout for those, everybody.
Absolutely. Yep. Keep a lookout. March 13th is our next one, Foundational Nutrition with True Grace. But we'll talk about that one later.
Yeah.
So what we want to talk about is it's currently snowing outside right now, right?
Yeah.
And we're, you know, we miss seeing those greens around us. We miss maybe eating those wonderful, nutritious greens. However, you don't have to leave your house to get lots of good nutrition. We wanted to talk to people about sprouting, which is something we both are very passionate about.
Right. And we were introduced to this, it's a good 40 years ago. Gene Monson was from Austin, Wisconsin. He came up to me and he showed me this revolutionary sprouter. I've seen other ones, but they were mostly flat or they use, you know, screen type material that you put on a quart jar or something. This is a complete container from everywhere from your sprout to you put it away in the fridge and use it gradually. But Gene had a great invention, lived originally in Austin, helped his mother with diabetes with sprouts and everything like that. And then he's down in the Lake Mills area right now. He lives down in that area. But 40 years, I bet you we've sold well over 500 of those.
Yeah, maybe
time.
More.
I just bought one display. He had a nice display with it, held, I think, 24, and I think from then we've sold them year after year after year. The beauty about sprouts, James, and for the public out there, is that when you see them on a salad bar and they're sprouted, you know, 2 inches or 1 inch long or
like
something.
Like alfalfa, for example. Yeah. You'll see alfalfa, and it's got that long tail, right?
Yeah. Well, there is actually not much nutrition in that, unfortunately. It's when that seed has all the power and it pushes through the seed case, that's when all the nutrition is there. So you can look at vitamin content or mineral content, and it's increased, you know, 20-fold because all the energy in that seed has to be there right when it pushes out. And so you want to get those sprouts maybe, you know, a half inch or an inch long or something. You don't want the great big long ones because it's better certainly than not having the sprouts, but you're getting mostly moisture and maybe a little fiber or something, where this way you're getting all that extra nutrients. And in the wintertime when we don't have much fresh greens, and if we look at our regular lettuce that we normally eat or buy in the supermarket, that stuff is just basically water. There's not hardly any nutrients in it. It's better than nothing, but it's better to have, put some sprouts with it, sprout them yourself at home. It's so easy. It's one of those things that we kind of forget from year to year, but you just take your sprouter out all winter long, especially, and you can sprout everything from almonds to, you know, any kind of seed you might think of. I think Katrina's brought along sunflower seeds.
I brought some sunflower seeds for you. So I need to do a disclaimer and about them. So typically when you sprout something, so right, like my dad Mike is talking about, is we have this container that we sprout in. It's called an easy sprouter. We sell them at the store. They're, I think, like $15.99. You will use it for the rest of your life. It is a great investment. And it's so easy, hence the name Easy Sprout, right?
Yes.
And you put like your seeds in. So I'm just going to give you some examples. You can put like beans or legumes in. You can put almonds in, sunflower seeds, which I'm going to have you taste in a couple minutes. We've got alfalfa, like we were talking about. Mung beans. So a lot of these different, and those are hardy when you get them, they're very hard. So they'll have to soak in this sprouter for X amount of time, depending on what it is. So for example, sunflower seeds are pretty quick. So you can soak them within like 2 to 3 hours, just soak them in the water in this special contraption. I'm going to try to give my best visuals because you guys are trying to imagine what this is.
Yeah.
And I can show anyone that wants to come to the store how easy it is to sprout. But so sunflower seeds, I think it's like 2 to 3 hours you can soak them for, up to 4 hours. And then afterwards, you let them sprout. So what sprouting is you drain the water off of it and you let it sit for, I think it says then maybe like you can eat it right away up to like 4 hours. It can kind of sprout and let itself, this is where my dad was explaining like that alfalfa seed where it's popping through its like seed body and that's where the most energy comes from. That may take for other things. It may take a day, or it might take, you know, 8 hours. It really depends on it. So I'm not going to complicate that. I'll show you that if you have more details on it. But
And the beauty of the sprouts, too, is, James, if we can't finish them, put them in the refrigerator and maybe have some in a couple days' time, most of them can be frozen also. So
which is really cool.
And it retains its nutrient content perfectly and just be taken out of the freezer. But I think there's only lentils, mung beans, and I think alfalfa are probably the only ones that can't be frozen. Otherwise, all the other ones can be frozen.
Just great. Make it easy for you. Do a whole bunch at one time and freeze them, and you can take them out. But it, like my dad was saying before, its nutritional value is exponential when you sprout something, because you're really bringing that like energy force to it. So there's more bioavailable minerals, enzymes. So the enzymes are going to help you break down your food. So let's say you're going to eat a salad with some sprouts on it, and then you're going to have a steak or some sort of meat with it. Your body might not be able to process the meat as well. So these sprouts are naturally going to help your body digest things much better.
And also, for a number of people out there that may be having some teeth problems or something, or have dentures or something, you can take those almonds, those nuts that are really hard, and you can sprout them, and now all of a sudden become easy to chew and to digest and everything. So that's another benefit.
That's
from
definitely a benefit. Because, right, I mean, a lot of people don't want to eat like an almond. That's really hard for them. But almonds are one of my favorite things to sprout. And so my dad was explaining Gene, the gentleman who made this, and his mother had got type 2 diabetes. And he was like, "Mom, we're going to change this. This is all lifestyle. You're going to," I think she had to start riding on a bicycle for like 30 minutes, maybe once or twice a day. Once a day, 30 minutes. It wasn't very much, right? And then he gave her sprouts with every meal she ate, and maybe had a snack of them in between. And she reversed her diabetes after doing it like this, because it was completely lifestyle. It's how we move and what we eat. And these things really offer your body good nutrition.
You couldn't have picked something less in my wheelhouse. I know nothing of sprouts and everything, and I've just been sitting back just eating my popcorn listening to you guys, because this is really interesting to me. On a number of different levels, one, we've done a number of stories and studies and surveys about people now more and more wanting to make their meals at home, and more kind of getting, we're almost evolving past the whole microwave meal, where we want to actually make our meals. We want more experiences in life, even with our food. We want to experience our food. And most people know that you really want to enjoy a meal, make it. You know, you make some
experience of it, really.
It's very similar.
All of it.
Yeah, it's very similar to building something. You know, you build a shack in the back or something like that. And for decades, you're looking at that thing feeling good because you built that. Or you had a hand in building it or something.
Yeah.
Making your meals are very similar. You feel just as good from that.
Mm-hmm.
And something like this is so affordable and quite easy from what I can see.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, most people can go home and take something and sprout it right away.
Is this something, forgive me if I'm off on this, but is this something you can add to meals as well?
Absolutely.
You
can snack on it snack. Okay. You can add it to your meal, take a tablespoon. Maybe you're like, this doesn't work with my meal, but I'm just going to take a tablespoon before I eat. Kind of like fermented food is also so good for our digestion and so on. But it can be eaten at any point, at any time. You're going to feel also more satisfied because you have more nutrients in what you're eating. So you're not going to be like, I just feel like I need more. It's like, I feel satisfied by just consuming little bits of it every day.
It seems like one of those things, too, where you want to give this a try, it's worth it. You know, I mean, there's no side effect. There's no real downside to this or anything. It's very affordable, so there's that part of it, too. And maybe you don't have it with every meal, but you have a new meal or a new addition to your meals. Something that what once was old is new when you add something like this to it.
And it's very inexpensive. I mean, the cost of the seeds is $2, $3, $4, and you can get, probably 15, 20 applications.
Yeah.
Most times you're only using a tablespoon or two of seeds to fill the sprouter up. So it's very economical, like you were saying, James, you take back control. You're doing this at home.
Yeah.
So you don't have anybody to go through. You don't have any excuse. The weather's terrible. I was going to get some sprouts today at the store, but I can't get out.
Yeah.
You do them at home. You got
to do them at home.
Yeah.
It's a good time to do it, especially in winter. So I just want you to just taste this, okay? I need to do a disclaimer because ultimately, they didn't get to sprout as long as they should have. Okay. But you're going to notice that they're just a little bit softer. It's a sunflower seed that he's eating. So it's been soaked. And then it needs to get, it brings out a little different flavor profile. And then it also helps, like, it again, it's easier for your teeth, but it's more moist. It's bringing more moisture into what you're eating.
I love the texture. I'm really weird about textures and the taste of, or the crunch of things or whatever. Mm-hmm. I like the bounce of this.
Yeah, it's not like crunchy, but it's like a soft crunch. Maybe I could explain it that way.
Yeah. Oh, that's good stuff.
This may take over the whole salted sunflower seed things at sports events.
Oh.
I was going to tell you off air, I'm getting this from my brother. My brother loves sunflower seeds, and I know for certain Nick's going to love something like this.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. We'll have a side business at the Rafters games next. Yes. Get your sprouted, everyone.
Absolutely. We know a guy. We'll hook you up. When it comes to something like this or any of the things we've talked about today, we encourage you so much to reach out to the gang at Family Natural Foods. They love taking your questions, love hunting down answers with you if they don't already have them.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else you wanted to touch on before we let you go?
Well, another thing on sprouts, James, is that we got Katrina brought a zesty mix here. Now, just like in everything, radishes are a little zesty. So if you sprout radish seeds, you got a little zesty. So if you want a little punch in your diet, you can get that, or you can go mellow with alfalfa or other things like that. So it's kind of nice. You can actually change the taste because of what seeds you sprout.
Yeah, and just, you know, if you have questions, come on over. We can explain it in person, which may be a little bit easier too. And don't forget, February 18th, 5:15, essential oil presentation.
Be sure to make plans to be there, everybody, and stop on by. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community and so much of what we do here at this radio station. Yeah. Appreciate the relationship we have with you guys for many, many decades. Keep up the great work, and we'll see you guys real soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you for the time. Good to see you, Mike, by the way. Thanks for bringing Mike in. That was great, Katrina. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kat. We encourage you to find out more by heading on over to Family Natural Foods, 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call, 715-423-3120. That's 423-3120. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, familynaturalfood.com, and follow them on social media. Share what they have. You just never know who might see those things. Otherwise, share their stuff on your pages as well. And we'll be talking to them again real soon. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.